Blog Talk Radio.
I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at them and tell them, yes, I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory that we won. Tell them I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Grateful, man.
Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, give honor to God, who's the head of our life. First, give honor to God, who's the head of our life. Welcome to the World of Gospel Connection. Pastor Douglas. The scripture for this morning is 1 Thessalonians 5 and 14. Warn those who are lazy, encourage those who are timid. Take tender care of those who are weak, be patient with everyone. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer.
Amen, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Pastor Daniel Bevers. We're just excited this morning to have you guys along with us on the broadcast. We thank you so very much for making us a part of your day, yielding your first fruit as we yield our first fruit, which is our worship and our praise unto our God on this morning. We love you so much for that. Listen, before we go any further, let us go into effectual fervent prayer. Let us talk to the Lord on this morning. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you, Father God, for this opportunity to come before you. Father, we pray this morning, God, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts, God, acceptable in thy sight. God, let our sacrifice today, God, be pleasing unto you. God, if there's anything, God, that we have done, said, maybe, Lord, God, we've even committed, God, in our minds and our hearts tonight, Lord, this morning, God, we pray, God, that you would forgive us today, God. God, that we're able to come to you this morning, God. God, and just get into your presence on this morning. God, give us the strength, God, on this morning, God, to be able to encourage, empower, and strengthen someone. God, give them the understanding, God, that in the midst of whatever the storm or the rain may be, Father God, that no matter how bad that situation or circumstance may look, God, that not only are you able, Father God, but you're well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all they can ask or think. God, continue to touch their lives, their hearts, and their minds. On this morning, God, God, silence the noise of pestilence that speaks in their ear. God, quiet the chaos in their mind. Father, strengthen their heart. God, that they're able to do, God, what you have called them to do. God, continue to let them stand strong and firm in you. Good Lord, is our prayer on this morning. Before we go any further, guys, we'd like to also acknowledge the countries that are listening in on this morning. We know that you guys have a hard task ahead of you. You guys that are there, that are all in these different countries, you guys that are overseas, we appreciate you so very much for all that you do, the work that you do overseas, the missionaries and the pastors that are there, the ones that are doing the work, the ones that are having their hand on the plow and refuse to take it down, refuse to come down from off the wall. They're the watchmen on the wall. And we want to say we're so proud of you. We appreciate you. We love you. And we're consistently and constantly praying for you. You know that all things are working for your good. The enemy will try to keep you from moving forward. The enemy will try to keep you from going into the places where you need to go. The enemy will try, and trust me and know, he will try to silence your voice. But we're here praying for you. We're here calling on the name of the Lord for you, knowing that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. When two or three are gathered together in his name, he is in the midst. We can touch and agree in the midst of what we're going through, and he will show himself strong, and he will show himself mighty. Amen. Listen, thank you guys so much for that, for doing that. You know that we're praying for you. Know that we're interceding for you. Know that we're calling on the name of the Lord for you. Know that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. We know that you have a talent task ahead of you with what is going on in those other countries there. The people of that country, the ones that are there, those are hard taskmasters that are there. They're trying to keep you from moving forward, but know that we are praying for you. The Bible said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am in the midst. So we know that we are calling on the name of the Father, and that he is working that thing out for you. Fear not for what you see, for the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen is eternal. And know that our eternal God is working the unseen for your good. Amen. And that those countries that we're listening in, that's listening in this morning, we have the United States, We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Saudi Arabia. We have Hong Kong. We have China. We have Bulgaria, and we have Russia. And we thank you guys so very much for being a part of the broadcast. And know, we really appreciate you guys sticking with us and sharing that broadcast. Guys, remember that number to share is 563-999-3628. Those of you all who can call in, please call in and let us pray with you and pray for you, because we know that the things that the enemy tries to come against you with in your life is a difficult place, but know that God has his hand on your life. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. He can come into your situation and cause the enemy to be terrified. He can cause the enemy to be subdued in your situation. Know that he is able to do just that. And we'll be glad to intercede with you. We'll be glad to touch and agree with you. We'll be glad to pray you through it. Amen. Because we know that sometimes it's kind of hard to get a prayer through. I'm a living witness. I'm a living testimony. And sometimes it's hard to get a prayer through to Jesus. Sometimes we don't have the right words to say. Sometimes we don't always know exactly how to go into this thing called warfare in the spirit. But there are those that are among you today. We're here. We're here to let you know. We're here to let you know that we will intercede and we will pray for you. We will strengthen you. We will empower you. We'll give you that ability to keep on standing in the fight. Amen? Amen. Our PSA for today is just simply just one word this morning, just one word. And I believe this one word will give you the understanding that all things is going to be, everything is going to be okay. And that is wait. Wait. Now, I know that word sometimes don't always carry what you need to hear in your season. But I want to let you know that the Bible says to wait upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. But you have to first off do the first part. You have to do the latter part of it, and that is wait. Sometimes the wait is heavy. Now that weight there is a whole totally different weight. But I want to let you know that weight too. That's a weight too. But sometimes that weight is heavy. And watch this. Even though our weight is heavy, our mindset needs to be consistently knowing that God is going to show up and work that thing out. The weight that we have to realize sometimes requires us to put aside some things and some people and some situations and some circumstances, and we have to take our hand off some things. God was showing me something on yesterday. After Bible study, he began to show me and tell me, he said, just start taking your hand off some stuff. He said, because if you continue to constantly keep your hand on it, he said, I can't do anything with it. So I have to learn. I have to learn in my current season how to wait. I don't know if there's anybody under the sound of my voice that needs to hear this morning, but I'm pretty sure they just do, because God has me talking about it. There is a wait in this season that we have to become accustomed to. Come on, let me help you real quick. Bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny on this morning. This weight that is given to you is not a, it's not an easy thing, because it requires you to forget about yourself. It requires you to deny your natural instincts of wanting to touch it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to help somebody this morning with some words of strength on this morning. Sometimes that thing that you desire to touch, because it could be the very thing that you love. It could very well be the thing that you care the most about. It could be the very thing that You think that if you interject in it that you could fix it. But I stopped by this morning to give you some hope in your hopelessness, to give you strength in your place of waiting, if you would, to let you know that God has it already under control. He will for surely work that thing out for you. He has already orchestrated some things, put some place things into motion and into place, but our wait sometimes it changes the dynamics of the situation. Let me be clear this morning. Let me be real clear. I want to be crystal clear on this morning. I want to be, Canada dry clear. You remember Canada dry clear, those clear glass bottles way back in the day. I want to be crystal clear. I want to be glass clear this morning with you that this wait sometimes it's more easier said than done. Mm-hmm. Because it requires us to do what we are being told not to do, and that is get involved into the situation, especially when he tells you to take your hand off of people. Mm-hmm. I was told in the spirit, he said, take your hands off of it, and I will take care of it. You know, I was in a Moses moment. You know how I was when God told Moses, he said, take your family. He said, go on to the other side of the mountain. He said, I'm trying to take care of this situation for you. Moses got nervous because he knew the mindset of God at that time. And God's mindset was, I'm going to take care of them. God said, I'm going to kill all of them. Mm-hmm. I'm going to end this thing right here and right now. And God and Moses with his mindset saying, God, if you kill them, watch this here. Lord, if you kill them, your promise that you made, the words that you said, the thing that you spoke, it's going to make you look bad on your resume. It's going to make you look bad because you told them that they were going to get to a certain point. And because of that, God stayed his hand. But yet and still, the children of Israel still suffer some things because of the fact that, watch this here, God had to make a point with people. So can I help you this morning with this word that when we wait on God, he will make an example out of some stuff on your behalf. He will make an example out of some people on your behalf. But you have to learn how to wait. Sometimes that wait is that weight that sits on our shoulders. And that weight that sits on our shoulders is difficult. It's a difficult thing to carry. Because now you have to do two types of waiting. You have to wait on God. And now you have this weight on your shoulders. And I don't know if you've ever been in those places before where you had to have a weight of glory or the weight of God, should I say, and then the weight of the assignment. It is difficult because you have to walk in a place that, watch this here, that's a very unfamiliar place. Let me bless you to your blessed place and push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny real quick. Sometimes that weight that's on you is a weight that you have to carry, even though that weight of that assignment requires you to be quiet in that season. Mm-hmm. And you have to learn how to allow God to be God. Amen. You got anything you want to add to that, Lady Douglas?
Well,
God. Don't stop rushing into doing things, because when we rush, that's when things will fall apart, because God didn't ordain the rush. He ordained the patience that we're supposed to have. That goes into what I read this morning on 1 Thessalonians 5 and 14. God says patience. Patience, patience, patience. We want to quickly run and do things and don't ask God for clarification to clear us to do it. We have to be clear to do something. Remember at 1 Thessalonians 5 and 14, warn those who are lazy, encourage those who are timid, tender care of those who are weak, be patient with everyone. If you might not want to, but you need to.
I don't think that people, I think that's one of the hardest things that we don't understand, is that we take the weight of the situation. And the weight of the situation is requires us to work in the assignment. Your hands are off of it, but you still have to do what the assignment requires. I don't know if you ever had one of those school assignments to where you've done the work, but now that the weight is there, now that you're waiting on the grade of the exam, but there are still other little intricate parts that you have to do because you completed the assignment, but there are some other little things that you want loose ends on the assignment that you have to tighten up. You still have to put in your laminated folder. You still have to put all of the vision boards. You got to put the little boards together. You got to put all that together. The assignment is done, but you got that outside work because the project is still ongoing, because once the grade is there, then you can take all of the other stuff and put it all together. You know, and that's what I think that a lot of times we don't get. We don't get the fact that everything that God is giving to us, we have to continue to have our hand on that thing and continue to work in the assignment, even though the situation may sometimes be a little bit of bombarding or overbearing, or the situation may still be a little bit harder than what we expected. We still have to do what God has called us to do. We can't get weary in well doing. We got to keep on fighting the good fight of faith. You know, and that's one of the things I think that a lot of people don't see is that good fight of faith, it requires you to keep on fighting. Watch this. Even when your opponent look like they win, and you still got to keep on fighting. You know, you got to keep swinging. Swing until you get something. Don't get timid in the fight. Swing until you hit something. You know, that's one of the things that I learned from watching these kung fu movies. These kung fu movies, I don't know if y'all, I'm a big kung fu movie fan. Yeah, y'all pray for Lady Devil, but I'm a big kung fu movie fan, and I'm real big on these movies where that bad guy, you thought that he was dead, and then all of a sudden out of nowhere he just pop up. That's how you need to be. Every time the devil thinks that he can kill you, just pop back up on the scene. Every time he thinks that he can got you, he done won the good fight of faith on you. You know, every time he thinks he done conquered that thing, he done came to the end of the fight, and he look up, and here you come. You bloody, battered, and bruised. You done been stabbed 14 times. You got blood coming out your mouth. You got blood coming out your nose. You walking with a limp. You sitting there, and you sit up there, and your one of your hands messed up, or you done punched something, and you done damaged your hand. But watch this. You still got a fight down on the inside of you. And watch this. The crazy part about it is the one that got the most injuries is the one who wins the fight. The one that got the most injuries in this fight is the one who won the fight. Ain't that something? Ain't that crazy? Ain't that crazy? God would let us be wounded and still let us win the fight. He'll let us be jacked up to him. Come here, Jacob. Talk to him about when you were fighting with the angel, and the angel hit you in your inner side, knocked your ship out of socket. But you kept fighting, and you prevailed over it. Come on. Sometimes what you have to realize is God wants to see how much fight you really got in you. He wants to see how much fight you got in you. And see, this is the thing that we have to realize in this thing, in this weight, in this fight, in this weight of the fight of the weight. Watch this. God wants to see how much fight you got in you. Because if he can trust you with this fight, he can trust you with that next fight. Come on. He can trust you with that next fight. He can trust you with that next assignment. He can trust you with that next transition. Because you're not falling short. You're still doing the work. You're still doing the assignment. Even though the devil has put all this stuff out into your head. He didn't put all this stuff out into your heart. He didn't put all this stuff out into your mind. He didn't put all this stuff out into your spirit. He didn't say all this kind of crazy foolishness. He didn't sit back and he got you thinking that you're not worthy. He got you thinking that you can't do it. He got you thinking that you're less than. He got you thinking that you are, watch this, you are a failure at what God called you to be. But I stopped by this morning to tell you, I came into the building and I brought the Holy Ghost and my wife with me. We here to tell you this morning that everything that you're going through right now, you're going to be all right. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about what you see. Don't worry about how the situation looks. Don't worry about how rough the road may be. No matter how many times somebody has left you for dead, no matter how many times they have talked about you, you keep on fighting and wait on the Lord, and he's going to renew your strength. You're going to mount up on wings of eagles. You're going to run and not be weary. You're going to walk and not faint. You're going to go into this thing victorious. Because watch, the assignment does not require you to give up. The assignment requires you to keep on fighting. Amen. 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 And amen again. I'm going to say that again. The assignment requires you to keep on fighting. Even though you just want to lay in the middle of the floor kicking and screaming and saying, I don't want to do this no more. But the assignment requires you to keep on fighting.
In spite of what you hear
the enemy saying. Watch this. Let me help you. Let me bless you to your blessed place. In spite of what you hear in your ear. In your inner ear.
Your friend
is talking. You know, your inner circle. You know, those ones that's talking. In spite of all of that that's going on, you still have a fight down on anxiety. You still have that assignment to complete. I know for a fact, this is my own personal testimony. I know for a fact that the devil's desire to push me into my place where I want to throw in the towel in. I understand that that's not my final place. I understand that that's not the final thing that God is saying is going to happen in my life. This is my personal walk. This is me. I have to keep going even though nobody else wants to go. If my wife don't go, I got to go. If my children don't go, I got to go. If my mama and my daddies and my brothers and my sisters don't go, I still got to go. Excuse me. Heartache and pain, frustrating, crying, probably most likely crying all the way there. Boo hoo hooing. Hoo 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 and hoo and hoo and all the way. Boo hoo hoo hoo. I ain't talking about nothing, no life, but no boo hoo hoo. I'm talking about what it is. Still going. Because I understand that my assignment outweighs what's going on. I still have to wait on the Lord. I have to stand there and wait as the waiter in this thing. I have to wait as a servant and still serve. I still have to wait and still be the daddy. I still got to wait and be the brother. I still got to wait and be the pastor. I still got to wait and be the husband. I still got to wait and go to work. I got to go to work naturally, and I got to go to work spiritually. I got to wait, but I have to still have to keep moving. See, that's the one thing that we have to realize in waiting. Waiting requires you to still move. Because watch this here. We can get stagnated and be waiting. And thank God told you to stop moving, but in actuality, he told you to get yourself up and move. Get up and move. Get up and move. I'm going to say it again because I think somebody needs to hear that. Get up and move. And he will make that thing work out for you. Amen? Amen. We're going to take a quick commercial break, musical break, and we'll be right back to listen to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, you won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and your soul, yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken.
About your situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you.
God can heal.
Yes, he can.
Oh, he can heal.
morning here is at your hand, your healing.
Gospel Connection. Remember the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer. The lines are open if you want to call in. We are here. We are here. We are here. You want to come off mute, sir?
I'm off mute. Can you hear me now?
Oh, Lord, this man and his technical difficulties with his phone. We hear you rambling.
What about now? Can you hear me?
Yes. Loud and clear. Very white.
All right, all right, all right. Amen, amen, and amen. Anyway, good morning, you guys. Again, the thing that we are talking about this morning, we're talking about the weight. And what I wish I could really emphasize the most on in weight and or in waiting or in the process of it, of the ordeal of waiting, I wish I could get that point across that even though our assignment may require us to shift sometimes into positions and places that God has called us into, that we have to consistently and constantly be mindful that God is still yet working our situation out for us. You know, one of the greatest
battles I think that we have as we do the assignment of working what God has told us to work is the fact that in that wait or in that time of allowing God to be God, we tend to lose momentum in that. And so we have to be careful that we don't lose momentum in what God is doing. Because we can easily get burnt out. I'm a living witness that you can easily get burnt out. You can easily get burnt out because you're trying to do the work. You're trying to stay focused. You're trying to stay vigilant. You're trying to stay on the right path. But sometimes we lose our focus, you know, and in that, let me help you real quick. In that, that's the reason why it's important that you keep your eye or keep your mind on the things of God. It says in the Word, it says that to let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus. It also tells us that he will keep your mind if your mind is stayed on him. So in that thing that you're going through, because watch this, the weight is so intense sometimes. That's the word I'm looking for. The weight is so intense sometimes that we set our eyes on our condition. We set our eyes on our problem, or we set our eye on what we see, and we lose the importance of keeping focus on what God is doing. And we stumble in that thing, and we miss. Not only do we miss the mark in it, but we miss the working of the assignment, if that makes sense to you. Because assignment is working things for your good. The assignment is doing something behind the scenes that's causing you to become more effective with what you see in the natural. But you have to continue to stay spiritually focused. And what I mean by that is that you got to constantly stay in your word, constantly stay talking to the Lord, constantly stay in the presence of God, constantly stay connected with God, constantly stay connected in how God is doing what he does. Because a lot of times what we do is we'll do a thing, or we'll say a thing, or we'll been in a place in a thing, and we'll miss what he's saying simply because, watch this here, let me help you real quick. Let me bless you to your best place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny real quick. It will put you in a place to where you'll miss what God is saying, and because you're missing what God is saying, you will in hindsight, you'll look back and you say, man, if I would have just stayed focused, I wouldn't be here. How many of y'all under the sound of my voice right now that's hearing what I'm saying right now, that never said to yourself, if I only would have did, what I was doing, what I had started out to do, if I only would have stayed focused and continued in what I was doing, I wouldn't be in this place. That was that time that you should have been focusing. Because I'm gonna be honest with you, I have in my own personal walk. This is my own personal walk with God. This is me and God. This is me and God. In my own personal walk, I have made mistakes. And I said after I made that mistake, I said, if I only would have stayed focused and did what I needed to do, I wouldn't be here right now. I wouldn't be dealing with this right now. I wouldn't be in the place that I'm in right now. Simply because I operated out of myself instead of operating out of God. Amen.
that's when you have to understand you have to have that one-on-one time with God, the intimate time with him, so you will see the difference in walking with him and without him. That's a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
The overcoming scripture is Romans 10 and 9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Again, Romans 10 and 9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen. Amen. This is our invitation to Christ, as they say in the church. This is the doors of the church are now open. This is that saying that you would hear in the church. Is there one this morning? Or is there one? We want to extend to you an invitation this morning to become saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and fire baptized. We want to extend you an opportunity. We want to extend you a chance to walk in that place that God has said for you to walk, to live after the heart of God, to look at your situation and say, "Yeah, I may be going through something, but I'm not going through this by myself." And that's what we want to extend to you this morning. We want to extend to you the privilege to come and be a part of what God has in store for your life. And it's simply by you just receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It's not complicated. It's not difficult at all. It's not a hard thing at all. It's not a complex thing at all. Only thing you have to do is just trust in him and allow him to be God and be God all by yourself. He can be God all by himself. He don't need no help from nobody. The only thing we have to do is learn how to allow him to walk, or learn how to walk in what he's calling us to walk into. Now I'm going to, again, we're going to extend you this opportunity, and it's going to be in the form of prayer. Those of you all that are where you are, you know where you are. You may be the backslider. You've been in church and you're falling, and it's time for you to get back up. There are those that's under the sound of my voice saying, "Well, Pastor Douglas, I've been in church my whole life, and I really never understood the receiving of Jesus Christ. This is your opportunity to receive him for real." There are those that say, "Well, Pastor Douglas, I ain't never been in no church, and I don't know nothing about it. I don't even know how this works." This is your opportunity. We're extending this opportunity to you to walk after Christ, to walk after the mindset of Christ, to walk after the heart of Christ, to walk after the will of Christ, to walk after the orchestrating of who Christ is right now. This is that chance. This is that moment in time for you. So gird up in your spirit, man, this morning, that you're going to walk in this place that God has called you to walk into. It's very simple. It's not complex at all. I promise you it's not complex. Just receive this prayer, and let us pray over your life. Again, just receive this prayer that's prayed over your life. Just receive it. Here we go. Just receive the prayer. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for these, your vessels that's under the sound of our voices on this morning. God, our prayer this morning, God, is that you would touch them in a mighty way. God, give them to understand, God, that in the midst of this, God, they may be in many different positions and places. God, we discussed those places. One may be that they may be a backslider. Some may be ones that have been in a church their whole life and never received the understanding of who Christ really is. God, we want to touch with them as well. Contact them. We want to touch and agree with them. God, we want to touch and agree with the ones that have been, that have never been inside of a church or have heard about church and got some church issues with church. We want to touch them this morning. We want to pray, God, that you would allow them to, God, receive unto you this connection that they need to have, not only just in you, but, Lord, God, with you. So we pray today, God, as they are under the sound of our voice, God, that you would work on the inside of them. God, that the place where they stumbled, in the place where they fail. It's not their final place. God, give them strength to stand in this thing and allow your glory to be revealed in their life. Allow them to see, God, that it is in you they live, it's in you they breathe, it's in you they have their being. Father, they cannot do anything without you. That your grace and your mercy and your wisdom and your understanding and your timing of who you are is just that, God. Building and rebuilding, constructing and restructing, God, where they are, that the hope that lies within, that they're able to withstand that that the enemy has attempted to come against their life with. For your word says, faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word. So do we pray that the establishment of their faith in you is fortified right now, that they walk after you. They walk after your heart. They walk after your mind. They walk after your spirit. They walk after your will. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. God, we pray, God, this prayer. God, we declare this scripture over their life. God, that they confess with their mouth. As they raise their hands in your presence, they confess with their mouth. They believe in their hearts that Jesus died and that you raised him from the dead. And they are now saved. They're in a good place. They're in a better place. They're in a mindful place in you. And Father, for that we give you praise, glory, honor, and dominion and power. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you get the glory. In Jesus' name, you get the glory. Now, Father, we pray for every pastor and every preacher, every apostle, Lord God, every bishop, God, every missionary, every man and woman that profess this gospel across this country. We pray for them, God. We pray for our judicial system, our mayors and governors, God, all across this country. We pray, Lord God, for our doctors and our nurses, God, that's on the front line battling this COVID. We pray for our military, Father God. We pray for our police departments, our firefighters, our first responders, God. We pray for them, God. God, we lift them up to you. God, we say, work like only you know how. Touch their lives and create in them, God, that thing that you need to create. Let them know that you are working it behind the scenes. Let them know that all things are working for their good and that your grace and your mercy and your tender mercy and your kindness is there and that you're pushing them to the purpose and driving them to their destiny. Your hand is on their life and you're doing what you do best, and that is be God and be big in their life. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus is our prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. We have three keys we want to share with you, and we'll come back right after that.
The first key is to find your Bible, whether it's King James or NIV. Get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. If you go physically in to visit a church, please mask up for your safety and others, and wash and hand sanitize your hands. Also, you're welcome to join us at the Abba House International on Worldwide Gospel Connection and Abba House on Facebook, Tuesdays at 7:15 and 10:30 on Sundays. Remember, if you need us, we are here. Three, make sure the man and woman of God is not only preaching the word, but that they are living the word. This is very, very critical since you surrender your life to Christ. One, get your Bible. Two, find your church home. And three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching, but that they are walking in what they're preaching.
Amen, amen, amen. Guys, we thank you so much for joining us on this morning. We thank you for being a part of today's broadcast. We thank you for being connected not only just to us, but connected with us on this morning. We love having you guys tune in and be a part of what God is doing in this hour and what God has to say in this hour. We thank you for having an ear to hear what the Lord is saying to the church. But we thank you for having an ear to hear the voice of God. And we appreciate you so much. And we ask that you continually pray for us as we continually pray for you. and know that God has a plan. God has a plan in place. Just go ahead on and just wait on him. Wait with the expectation that God is going to do just what he said he's going to do. Wait with the expectation that God has already worked it out. Wait with the expectation that God has shown himself strong and showed himself mighty on your behalf. Only thing you have to do is just continue to allow God to be seen and heard in your life. And I promise you, you'll come out on the other side with the victory. Amen? Amen. Now, remember, this portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Cora Gifted Gifts, Bath Bombs. Those of you all who are looking for that Calgon Take Me Away moment, you guys are looking for that relaxing bath that you could just melt your day away, please make sure that you get in contact with none other than Co-Pastor Kashima Douglas. She has these bath bombs. I'm telling you, they are awesome. Those of you all who need a gift for Valentine's Day, which is just around the corner, you guys can start putting your orders in now for those gift baskets. I promise you that you'll be glad that you did. You'll be glad that you got that gift basket for Valentine's Day and that you put that thing you put that thing in front of your wife. I promise you, put that in front of your boo thing. I promise you it'll be the best thing that you could give them. I'm telling you, she'll love you for it. She'll love you for it. Y'all gonna be calling Lady Douglas every day. How we gonna get it? How can we get in contact with you so we can get some more of these bath bombs? I promise you, guys. This is also for us. I promise you that I've tried it for the product launch. I'm telling you, it's a really really fantastic product. I enjoyed it. I promise you that you will too. It relaxed me, man. I mean, it just relaxed every morning. It's got all kinds of nice little scents and little oils in it, man, and it made my skin so soft. It just made my skin soft. I mean, just soft. It just made it soft. It was.
Well, why do you gotta talk like Mike Tyson? Why you just can't just say and just leave it at that?
My skin was soft. I'm telling you, it's a good product. It's a good product. I promise y'all will enjoy it. If you want to get in contact with Lady Douglas, I invite you to. Those of you all who are looking for that perfect gift, she has a sale going on. She has a 2 for $7 and a 3 for $10. 2 for $7, 3 for $10. Those of you all that are looking, the number you can get in contact with her with is 832-816-7997. You could text that number. That number again is 832-816-7997. You can also get in contact with her through her email, and that email is coragiftedgifts34@gmail.com. That's coragiftedgifts34@gmail.com. coragiftedgifts34@gmail.com. You can get in contact with her there. 832-816-7997 is that telephone number. I promise you, when you get in contact with her, you'll be glad you did. This right here. Right here. I promise you, it'll be the best thing that you ever done. Amen. So we thank you guys so very much for being a part of today's broadcast. Those of you all who would like to sow into the ministry on this morning, and if you like to sow into Worldwide Gospel Connection, we tell you all the time, the seeds that you sow unto us, we sow in other fields. So not only do your seed be planted, your seed is given here. We take your seed and we plant your seed into other ministries, and other ministries plant seed that we give to them in other ministries. So your seed not only will bloom a harvest here, but your seed will also bloom a harvest in somewhere in another field. So your season of reaping, your season of reaping that comes will be double and triple fold because you sowed it into the right place and at the right time. Amen? Amen. So the sowing seed app that you could go to is Cash App. You could go to $WGC2020. That's $WGC2020. That again, that's $WGC2020. You can go there to sow your seed, your financial seed that you would like to sow on this morning. We will be greatly appreciative for what you sow to us, and we promise you we'll pray over your seed and cause your seed to be blessed. We've gotten away from confessing the fish as blessing over your life. But we will confess the blessings of the fish as over your life right now. Those of you all that's under the sound of my voice right now, those of you all who are looking for God to do something mighty in your life, we're going to start doing this on a day-to-day basis. We're going to start calling those things into flourishing for you. We believe that God is going to work some things out. We believe as we speak those things into your life, that God will call that blessing to come. So we're going to speak the fish heads blessing over your life. Now, if those of you all who don't know what the fish heads blessing is, y'all remember the little lad that went with Jesus, had the two fish and the five loaves. He had the fish dinner, and he said, who has something to eat? And the lad said, I have but two fish and five loaves. Jesus broke the bread, and he blessed it, and he held the fish up. And he said, he called him when he prayed over him, he kept them together. And he said, fish heads. Now, the ironic part about that, when he said fish heads, it's the female and male version of that word that was combined together and caused that fish to produce enough food to feed 5,000 men, not including the women and the children. So why is that so significant for me to speak that over your life? When we speak the blessings of the fish heads blessing over your life, it causes God to create a male and female reproductive system over your finances, and your finances produce, come here, watch this here, enough to feed yourself and then everybody else. Now, I left out a part on purpose when I told y'all about the fish heads blessing. After he fed the 5,000 men, not including the women and the children, the little lad took home 12 baskets. He had needed all 12 of the disciples to bring home what he had. Come on here. Not only will you be able to feed the nation, but you'll be able to feed yourself. Come on. God will create in your life a fish heads blessing. So let us pray the fish heads blessing. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Father, our strength, our provider, our need meter, our financial situation requires us this morning, God, to come and to speak the fish heads blessing over our stuff this morning, God. God, not just financially, God. We're talking about emotionally. We're talking about spiritually. We're talking about, God, with our children and with our grandchildren, God. We're talking about with our friends, God. We're talking about with our churches, God. We're talking about with our businesses, God. God, we speak the fish heads blessings over, God, them right now. God, we call those things that be not, God. As we lift our hands in this atmosphere, God, we receive the fish air's blessing. God, that you will cause that thing to reproduce right now. God, not only just double fold, not only just triple fold, but Lord, it'll be a number, God, that we cannot count. It'll be a number, my God, today. It'll be a number, Lord God. God, that we cannot comprehend in our mind. God, that you will bring forth the blessings, God, that will overtake our life and cause us to walk into the place where you have called us to walk financially, emotionally, and spiritually in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for breaking every spiritual curse right now over our finances. God, we thank you for breaking every curse right now over our businesses. God, we thank you right now for for breaking every single thing, God, that the enemy is trying to keep from moving, God, our businesses forward, our broadcast forward, our churches forward. Lord, we thank you right now for the way that you are consuming the atmosphere. God, and you're coming in and you're causing the reaping and the sowing to take place right now. God, there's no more lack in the room. That, come on, poverty has now taken a back seat to our situation. God, we thank you right now, God, for walking in the fullness of joy. God, we thank you, Lord, for walking in prosperity. God, you said that above all, that we'll be in good health, God, and that we will prosper even as our soul prosper. God, we thank you right now, God, for being able to walk in that prosperous place in you, God, and working what you've sent to us. God, we thank you for delivering unto us the understanding that even though we may see a situation, God, that we may not understand, God, we're living in this hour right now. We're living in this time right now. We're living in this position right now. God, that you work that thing out for our good in the mighty and rich name of Jesus is our prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. No more lack days. Come on here. I hear you, Holy Ghost. No more lack days. No more lack days. No more lack days, baby. No more lack days. No more time of struggle when it comes to financially thinking. Come on. You don't have to struggle with that thinking. We're going to have to struggle with that thinking no more. You don't have to struggle with that poverty mindset. It's over. Yeah. It's over. That thing right there is over. God has created. Hey. God has created, God. God has created. Oh, Lord, God has created a fresh start for you. You're walking into your number 8. Right? Oh, my God. You're walking into your new beginning right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know who this is for, but I'm going to speak it over your life. That thing that you saw that you were not going to be able to financially do, God says, I'm creating right now in this heavenly atmosphere that God, my God, that he's not only opening up the windows of heaven and pouring out blessings that you don't have room to receive, but he's giving you the widow's blessing. Every time you go to your meal barrel, every time you go to your covenant, you're going to find all and you're going to find meal. God says to you, I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but you're getting ready to walk into a more than enough blessing. You're getting mine. You're getting ready to walk into your overcoming place. Yeah. You coming to walk into what I call the theory of the overcomer. Yeah, I see what I see on the other side, but I understand now that I can walk, my God, into my place of overcoming. I shall overcome the thing, my little shy, that's come to kill me. Yeah, I'm talking directly to you. Rise up from your place. There is a blessing attached to your life. Quit being weary and well doing. Yes, oh God. For in due season, by Sunday that I behind the wolf so cut I, you shall reap if you faint not. Hey, God, thank you for not failing in the fight. God, thank you. Thank you for this not being finalized. This is not a finalized commitment of failure, Lord God. God, I thank you right now that you have placed us in a place to where even when our situation and circumstance get a little bit out of control, you are yet in control. thank you for controlled chaos. Yes, thank you, Lord, for controlled chaos. For yet the situation is for a appointed time. God, we shall reap, my God, if we faint not. So we thank you, Lord God, for it being done. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus is our prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you. We thank you for being a part of the fish and the blessing. Those of you all who are in need, God said, don't worry. Fear not for what you see. Because this thing too shall pass. Fear not what you see, because this thing, yes, God, this thing too shall pass. Fear not for what you see, my God, today, for this thing too shall pass. In the mighty and rich and fallible name of Jesus is our prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. God bless you guys. We thank you for being a part of today's broadcast. We thank you for sharing the broadcast. Remember, those of you all that are listening in, remember to share the broadcast. Don't forget about the oil. Don't forget about the oil. Those of you all who need oil, please do not forget to email us for the oil. We will be glad to send that out to you. Now, you can receive this oil by simply sending us an email to worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. I'm going to say that again. You can receive this oil by simply sending us an email to worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. This oil is not for sale. We give this oil away. I'm going to say that again because I don't think I'm going to say that again for the folks in the back. The oil that we have, we give this oil away. This oil is not for sale. We don't sell oil. The anointing is not for sale. The blessing is not in the oil. The blessing is in the obedience when you use the oil. Watch this here. Let me bless you to your blessed place. There are so many people out there right now that got blessed soap on the rope. They got blessed towels. They got healing water that come from their sink. I mean, from Jerusalem. They got all this stuff that they got that they're trying to get y'all to buy. But we're giving this oil to you because of the simple fact that we understand that our assignment is intertwined with being a blessing to others. So those of you all who would like to have this oil, simply send us a request through the email at worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. In that email, we're going to need your name and an address and a way to get in contact with you to let you know that your oil is on the way. And that's it. Again, we don't sell oil. We don't have no bliss soap on the road. We don't have no holy socks. We ain't got none of that. We ain't got no holy towels. We ain't got none of that. We just got some oil. And we believe that the oil that God has given to us to anoint and to pray over has been a blessing. Has been a blessing. It will cause a shift in you. It'll cause a shift in you because you're applying it in the obedience of what the word says. Amen. Amen. We're gonna do a topic called the oil. We're gonna do some research on oil. And applying the oil. I think that'd be a good thing to do. Amen. So God bless you all. Thank you for being a part of today's broadcast, a part of today's mission that we had on this morning. We thank you for it. We ask that you continue to pray with us as we continue to pray for you. We know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask and think. Allow him to be God and God all by himself. I promise you, you'll see the goodness of the land. You will eat the good of the land, and the land is living. Amen. It is your inheritance. It is your inheritance. Amen. All right. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. We'll talk with you guys real soon. On tomorrow, we will have Women's Day Thursday. We're just excited about what God is saying in this hour. And Women's Day, on Women's Day Thursday, we have a phenomenal speaker. Then we'll be back on Friday for First Off Friday. And then we'll be right back again on Monday for Man Up Monday. We'll be back for Testimony Tuesday. Wisdom Wednesday, right back into Women's Day Thursday, and right back on to Freestyle Friday. So our assignment never stops, amen? Our assignment never stops. We look forward to you guys joining us. And those of you all, who are looking for a church home, please feel free to come to the work to listen in on Tuesdays and on Sundays at the Abba House. The Abba House, go to your Facebook page, search us out. Like us on Facebook. That way you can start getting the notices that we are on. We have a fantastic message on last night. The title of the message was, "Did you just misdiagnose me? Did you just misdiagnose me? Did you just misdiagnose me?" Fantastic message. I tell you, God really spoke in the place on yesterday. I promise you, you'll be glad that you were a part of those services that we have on Viral Services. We look forward to you continually being a part of what God is doing. We love you so very much. We appreciate you. We look forward to you guys joining us again on tomorrow. Remember to get in contact with us. Get in contact with us. If you need us to pray for you, please get in contact with us. Go to the email, the Worldwide Gospel Connection email. You can send us an email there, or you can go to the Worldwide Gospel Facebook page and go into the Messenger and request us to pray for you there, we will be glad to do so. We don't have a problem with praying and interceding for your life. Amen. God bless you. We love you so very much. And remember, God is the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. Y'all have a fantastic day.
A change has come over me. He changed my life. And now I'm free. Jermaine is coming at this time.
Thank you.